Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Hollingsworth moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Hollingsworth moves to third. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to home to get Hollingsworth. Zarrilla moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards third. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens scores. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollingsworth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harder moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Harder moves to third. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco bunts for an out with unknown description. Rosar moves to third. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosar scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Harder hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hollingsworth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Hollingsworth reaches second base with a double. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Zarilla hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. Hockett moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Keltner pinch hits for Mel Harder. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Burns. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Vern Kennedy pinch runs for Ken Keltner. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy moves to third. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 4 in the game. Edwards strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.